I'd also say that research relies on a diverse grouping of people. You both need the people who are very practical and hands-on, but you need people in between. You need the people who, you know, are perhaps labelled as IT geniuses that, you know, understand computers more than their fellow human being. I mean, you need a whole diverse grouping of people, I think, for things like this to work, because without the computer modelling, you can't accurately predict what happens in a real detector. You can't spend, you know, $100 million US upgrading a detector on technology that's not been proven or modelled. You can't just build it to test it. You know, you have to show that it's likely to work. And that takes both measuring new things in the lab on a very practical scale, but also developing the computer models.
Is that the most important thing then to make any science project a success, that you've got this diverse grouping of people with different skills?
Oh yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I would say that large-scale science research, I think, would fail. Even if you took an example of one person who is senior in the field, if the entire field was made up of, you know, just multiple people of the same person, I don't think it works. I think you need the diversity.
Yeah.
Because you need people who are good at organising, project management side of things, you know, to organise things, make sure things happen to timescales. That's a very different skill, very often, to those that like to play in the lab and develop the technology. Sometimes they're wonderful at developing the technology, but not necessarily wonderful at sticking to timescales and the like. You need people who come up with lots of ideas. Maybe 99 of them are a load of rubbish, and one of them is an ingenious idea. And these people are often sometimes difficult to work with, because you have to sift through the rubbish of what they're saying and to pick out the gems. But I guess it's the same in any field of work. But I think definitely within research, it's absolutely crucial to have all these things. And also important to have people who are very questioning. I think certainly one of my colleagues who's now moved to the US has a lot of responsibility for the suspensions in the detectors over there. Is that kind of person. He likes to question and check that things work, and again, you need that as well. So not just people come up with the good ideas, but people who can find all the holes in the ideas. I'll tell you another thing which is crucially important, and that is people who are good at communicating.
Mm.
And that's important from a whole number of levels. Of course, from what we're doing just now, it's important to relate to the younger generation. I have to explain to them what's cutting edge in science just now, what they might expect to be involved with, what new discoveries might be coming from what's happening just now. But it's also important for getting grants. You know, you have to persuade government officials, granting agencies, why this is worthwhile research to do. Quite frankly, you can take the biggest genius of Einstein in the world, if they can't communicate why their research is of use to other people and why it's important to do, then you don't get the money to fund it.